We're coming this morning to intentionally bring our awareness to this day ahead of us. And first of all, just consciously breathe in this new day and this beautiful sunshine that we've been granted to cheer our spirits. And allow yourself to feel breath coming deep into the back. And during this time, one of the things that I feel is really important is to allow yourself to feel what you are feeling and to think what you are thinking. So it's not a time to block things out. As much as we find external things difficult at the moment. And in doing so, maybe you could just allow yourself to be conscious of any noises around you. Interestingly, there are far fewer noises around all of us now, but there will be some if you listen. So I have birds and some faraway machinery. Allow yourself to breathe into those sounds so that they are just there. You don't have to pay them attention, but neither do you have to fight with them. You can breathe. And then allow yourself to bring your attention to your inner sounds. Whether those be aches or pains physically that take your attention, whether they be thoughts that take your attention, or emotions. And see if you can just breathe into whatever it is that you are noticing, feeling, thinking, or hearing. For me, this is a practice of acceptance that can be so helpful for us when we are in situations that are beyond our control. How do we find a way to be in them and be really alive? And for me, that's why I meditate. It's because I want to be really alive, whatever else is going on. And when we practice, we become more able to choose our thoughts. We become more able to listen to those thoughts that are useful to us. And to allow the thoughts that are not so helpful to pass through. And again, I found that the more that we can use the body to help us in this, the easier it becomes. So we're going to pay conscious attention to the different parts of our bodies. Our emotional language is full of metaphor, like I was thumped in the stomach or have the world on my shoulders. I have a knot in my stomach or I'm as light as air. Those metaphors came about because we store different emotions in different parts of the body. And the more that we pay attention to our bodies, the more we can connect to those emotions and understand how to be with them and understand the impact they are having on us. So let's begin with the head. And in fact, I'd like you just to begin above the head, around the head. So in the old paintings, there used to be a halo. Betty, can you mute your, can someone mute your recorder? So around the head, like a halo, just allow yourself to feel what's outside of your head. When we are really thinking hard, when we're really anxious, or if you've had a physical accident that gives you whiplash, my experience of working with people is that this area gets very compressed. So I'd like you to allow yourself to feel into that area and breathe into that area around your head, allowing yourself conscious space so your thoughts aren't compressed. And then bring your awareness into the center of your head, into the center of that amazing brain that we, I think, understand so little of yet. And just allow yourself to pause and consciously invite space. Be aware of the space between your two ears. Be aware of the space behind your eye sockets and between the eyes and the back of the head. Be aware of the frown line between your eyebrows and just allow yourself to breathe space between your eyebrows, like a smile behind the eyes. Bring attention to your sinuses and breathe into a space behind them. And then be aware of the space in the mouth, at the back of the teeth, and the jaw. And in all of these places, you may notice the complete opposite of space. And see if you can allow yourself to breathe into whatever it is that you do notice before you try and change it. If we don't know how we are and what's happening, we don't know what we need to change. And it's sort of the same with this situation. We need to breathe into the situation that exists before we can find a way to be in it in a way that we would most wish. So if your jaw is clenched, try and take a breath into that clenched jaw before you try and release it. Let yourself notice. This is what we're doing. We're just noticing. Take your awareness to your neck, the throat, the back of the neck, and then let your attention go gently down your spine if you can. You may find that parts of it are missing or you can't stay connected to it. Notice those. Take your time and allow your awareness all the way down your spine to the sacrum and the coccyx. And then feel how your shoulders feel. This is often an area where we create enormous tension. So if that's what you're experiencing, let yourself breathe into that tension. And then when you have breathed, invite your shoulders just to respond to gravity. Almost to melt. Be aware of the chest, the heart, the lungs. Be aware of your organs, if you can. It's not things we necessarily think about. But my experience of working with people shows that the more we pay attention to these things, the more they can inform us and help us. Our bodies don't lie. Our minds are slippery, but our bodies are pretty on point when it comes to keeping us informed. So notice your sitting bones on the chair, the bowl of your pelvis, your inner thigh and your groin. And let yourself feel the feet on the floor again. Feel the texture of whatever's underneath your feet and the temperature. Be aware of as many of your toes as you can. And just feel how it feels to have an instep. Then I invite you, if it feels okay for you, to just take your attention about 1 inch away from your body and see if you have any sensation at all of that area close to your body. And at this point, I would usually invite us to take our attention out into the room to connect to the others. And what's so lovely for me is that the fact that none of you are here and some of you are quite far away doesn't matter. And I feel connected to you. And I think that we can connect to one another. We can support one another. So I'm inviting you to feel into the shared intention of the others in this group. To move through this time consciously, intentionally, with our whole heart and our whole feeling alive and awake. And I would invite you to spend a minute or two now connecting to the day ahead of you and the weekend ahead coming up. And allow yourself to notice how you might want to be conscious and intentional in this time. How might it be to live with your whole heart and your whole feeling and being fully alive? Today and for the next few days till we meet again. And bring your attention back to your body, your hands on your legs, your feet on the floor, and your breath.